President Bush is giving Iraq's President Saddam Hussein a final chance to leave the country or face the prospect of war. The president plans to address the nation from the White House at 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. The United States, Britain, and Spain have abandoned efforts to win United Nations approval for military action against Iraq. Britain's ambassador to the UN, Jeremy Greenstock, announced the decision this morning at the United Nations.
We have had to conclude that Council consensus will not be possible in line with Resolution 1441. Given the situation, the co-sponsors have agreed that we will not pursue a vote on the draft UK-US-Spanish resolution in blue. The co-sponsors reserve their right to take their own steps to secure the disarmament of Iraq.
Jeremy Greenstock, Britain's ambassador to the UN. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, said there was no need to pursue a second resolution.
We advocated a second resolution because a United Council would have shown it was intent on enforcing Resolution 1441 and disarming Iraq. We believe that the vote would have been close. We regret that in the face of an explicit threat to veto by a permanent member, the vote counting became a secondary consideration.
U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte, NPR's Vicki O'Hara is in New York. Vicki, what prompted this morning's announcements?
The British, the Spanish, and the United States simply didn't have the votes to get the resolution through the Security Council. They didn't. It needed 9 votes, and they simply weren't there. And also, you had a repeated threat of a veto by France. That threat was repeated yesterday after Spain, the United States, and Britain held a summit in the Azores to discuss what to do. And it was fairly obvious yesterday that the resolution was probably going to be pulled.
Did any other ambassadors speak?
Yes, the ambassador of Spain, Inocencio Arias, also went to the microphone after John Negroponte. He concurred with the decision to pull the resolution, and he also made a statement that really crystallizes the very intense disagreement within the Security Council over what should be done. Arias said that the Security Council's Resolution 1441, which was approved unanimously in November, was quite clear. He pointed out that it says that any false statement or the sheer fact of not cooperating with the UN would constitute a further material breach. Moments later, the ambassador from France, Jean-Marc de la Sablière, also spoke. He took the opposite position. He said that a majority of the council believes that war would not be legitimate while UN weapons inspectors are making progress.
Must be a difficult day for Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair, considering the opposition he faces at home to taking military action without the UN.
Yes, the British public overwhelmingly feels that Britain should not participate in any war that's not sanctioned by the United Nations. A number of people in Tony Blair's own political party feel very much the same. And that's why Britain tried so hard to get this second resolution. You know, Britain offered a compromise to it last week. It failed to garner enough support. The United States said that it would agree to, you know, a very brief extension of the deadline that's in the resolution as written. That deadline is today. But even that, you know, failed to convince other members of the Security Council to support the resolution or at least to not veto it. The United States let the diplomatic process let the diplomatic process go on much longer than it probably would have liked, hoping to get those votes, but they just didn't succeed.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara in New York.